The Nuclear Option, Now Everyone Knows Pocahontas is a Liar and a Hypocrite. By Charles Hirt on November 28, 2019. In this constantly roiling sea of lies coming from Washington, it sure is helpful when a politician says something that is obviously false and reveals all you need to know about that particular liar. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam B. Schiff is one of those people, as he has demonstrated innumerable times over the past 3 years during his Ahab-like quest to harpoon President Trump. Another straightforward liar is Senator Elizabeth Warren, whose smug fake populism and screechy white privilege make her a perfect candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. All of this is, of course, why President Trump will get re-elected next year. But we still have to go through all the motions. Which is why Ms. Warren was dirtying herself with grubby voters the other day in, of all places, Atlanta, a far cry from her reservation in Massachusetts. Ms. Warren was confronted by a concerned citizen passionate about alternative schools that give public school parents more choices of better schools. The kind of thing that every parent in America would like for their own children. We are going to have the same choice that you had for your kids because I read that your children went to private schools, explained Sarah Carpenter of the Powerful Parent Network, a group advocating for charter schools. If this confrontation startled Ms. Warren, she did not let on. She glided easily into what she always does. She lied. My children went to public schools, she said, exuding contempt. As insulting as the lie itself is, what makes it so much worse is the disdain she has for somebody she thinks is too dumb to figure it out. It is the ultimate let them eat cake. That kind of raw, rotting contempt is so obvious. Especially for people who have been patronized by eager central planners like Ms. Warren all their lives. The Washington Free Beacon obtained a yearbook for the private school Ms. Warren's son attended. Back in the 1980s, the school charged roughly $15,000 per year for tuition. The Warren campaign tried to tamp down the controversy by claiming Ms. Warren was technically accurate because Elizabeth's daughter went to public school. Her son went to public school until fifth grade. Again, these people think Ms. Carpenter and all stupid voters like you and me are so dumb that we cannot comprehend the trick they are playing. It would be at least a tad more defensible if Ms. Warren's kids went to private schools their entire lives. But in Ms. Warren's case, she actually chose to activate that decision because for whatever reason the public school was not working out. At a rally later that night, Ms. Warren attempted to shake off the lie and the sanctimony. But that did not last long. Fighters I want to talk about tonight are black women, she screeched. Why, Lord, can these people never be colorblind? As a white woman, she trudged on, as school choice activists in the crowd began shouting protests. I will never fully understand the discrimination, the pain, the harm that black Americans have experienced just because of the color of their skin. But, she failed to add during that particular event, she has spent a lifetime telling everyone about all the woes of being discriminated against for being American Indian, which also turned out to be a lie. Just wait until the good folks down in Atlanta find out Ms. Warren took advantage herself of a program at Harvard designed for the descendants of actual enslaved Americans to remedy historical disadvantages. I wonder whose spot she took?